to you about growing spiritually.
Tam ner ne ak na num kan reza ka tam na rewam kas ken we fitumbuna arapana.
And one of the things we need to learn as Christians is how to pray.
Te anisan savata tukunu enara tsika ma kristiana tsika ten we awonam fumba savak.
There are various disciplines, there are things that we can do as Christians that strengthen us.
Te mis karazan savata peta pea zai tukunu ato tsika ma kristiana tsika we afaka to tsika ma kristiana tsika mba apa yere tsika patanza ka tsika.
Now salvation is all the grace of Jesus.
Ni famjena de lei fasuavana avy any amin'i Jesosy.
When you born again it's because of his mercy. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. And we cannot add to that. Salvation is a free gift. So if you're sitting here and you sometimes feel a bit condemned, like you're not such a great Christian, remember to celebrate what Jesus did at the cross. It all depends on him. But as you grow up as a Christian, a lot of the growth that can happen in your person, in your being, it does have something to do with your effort. So you can get to heaven for free. But you can be a spiritual weakling and in spiritual poverty when you arrive in heaven. Think of the skinny guy that can't find a date. He's too weak and pathetic. Some of the guys, they like that spiritually. They never developed any muscle. And they like the nerd weakling that no one actually likes. But men, God wants to raise up lions.
Amen.
We mustn't stay spiritual wimps. And this is where the spiritual disciplines come into our lives. And those things require training. Jesus took some men on the road with him and he spent 3 years training them. It doesn't take 3 years to get saved. You can get saved in 3 seconds. Just now I didn't believe and now I believe and I'm saved. It's like that. But it can take the rest of our lives to grow up into maturity. Now, physically, to grow, you need to eat the right food and you need to get some exercise. And some of us are fat babies. All we get is fed, but we never get up and walk on our own. You can come every Sunday and I can feed you the Word of God. But unless you put it into practice and start living it out, it's going to just make you a fat baby. Just sitting there like Buddha. Big tummy. That was like my brother My brother, he was a very fat baby. And I think my mother was worried about him because he didn't walk early enough. He just wanted to eat. He didn't want to put it into practice. He didn't want to get up and use what he'd eaten. The thing is, these aspects of Christianity, our Christian life, they need training, they need practice. When I was a teenager, I was very skinny. Like my son Justin. Very thin. And my mother was worried about me then too. Mother's worry. She sent me to go do weights at the gym. I hated it. Oh man, I didn't want to exercise. Exercise is hard. It takes effort to go and weight train and eat protein.
It's hard work.
But you know, if a guy goes to gym and he does a lot of weight training, he puts on muscle. It's a fact. And as you, as a Christian, go and exercise spiritual disciplines, you're going to grow. So this morning's message is very simple. I want to encourage you to pray. To pray whenever you have a chance. When you worry, let a prayer just go up to God. When you're afraid, pray. When you're happy, praise and pray, give thanks. So I'm speaking about prayer. And I don't often speak about prayer because I don't think I'm very good at it.
And
maybe you don't think you're very good at it. But it doesn't matter so much. You don't have to be good at praying, you just have to pray sometimes. Because God is very good at everything that happens the moment after we pray. So I might not be the best prayer around.
But
if I can just squeeze out one little prayer, once that gets released, God takes it and He does something great. Because He's so great, He can't do anything that's not great. No one will ever look at something God did and say, oh, that was pretty small. Because whatever He does is awesome. You know, He takes 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeds thousands. So you give Him this little prayer. And it goes up to heaven. And he does a miracle and He does something awesome. And that's why I pray. Not because I think my prayer is powerful, but I think my God is powerful.
I
don't need to have the right words.
You
get eloquent people. God doesn't need you to be eloquent. Because he's omnipotent, he's powerful. He'll take your little words and he'll do something great.
So
look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Yes, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
Efesiana tukfa yenna te manomko amin'ny 15:17 sy 18:17. Ary raisin'ny famonjena ho fiarovan-doha sy ny tenin'Andriamanitra ho sabatry ny fanahy, ary mivavaha mandrakariva ao amin'ny fanahy amin'ny fivavahana rehetra sy ny fangatahana, ka miambena amin'izany amin'ny faharetana sy ny fangatahana rehetra ho an'ny olona masina rehetra.
Two verses.
Andala tsoratra masina roa.
And they deal with this idea of battle, this idea of warfare.
Ate resaka izy a ideo le ohatrany hoe hevitra le hoe ady asa le hoe ady ara-panahy.
It's in the context of the armor of God.
Ao anatiny le hoe le fiarovan'Andriamanitra.
What soldiers wear when they go out to fight.
Le zavatra anaovan'ny miaramila rehefa andeha hiady izy.
And there's a helmet of salvation. You just get that from God. He just puts that on you.
There's
the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
We read,
we learn. R.T. Kendall, a preacher, speaks about the church needing the Word and the Spirit. These two verses capture that idea nicely. The Word, which is something that could become dry and stale, it could become academic, you could just read it with no life.
The
Word is powerful. But we need the Spirit of God to make it alive in us. And so these two verses, you got the Word and the Spirit. And what I'm arguing for here is that I can't just teach you to maturity. It's not just good enough that you receive the Word. We can't only be a people of the Word. We can't only be a church of good doctrine. We need to experience the power of the Spirit as well. And so verse 17 speaks about the Word of God. But verse 18 says, and pray in the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to explain if that means praying in tongues or praying in your own language. It doesn't matter. Pray in the Spirit means the Holy Spirit is carrying you along in your prayer.
le hoe mivavaka ao amin'ny fanahy dia le fanahy masina izany no mitondra anao ao anatin'ilay vavaka ataonao.
The Holy Spirit is standing alongside us, ready to help us to pray.
Le fanahy masina mijoro eo anilanao ao, vonona ny anampy anao hivavaka.
So it says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers.
Dia ho izy izay mivavaha mandrakariva ao amin'ny fanahy amin'ny karazanyireny karazam-bavaka rehetrarehetra.
What different kinds of prayers are there? There's the prayer on the bus when you don't want to have an accident. There's the prayer in the bathroom when you're all by yourself. Moment of peace and quiet and you can just be with the Lord. No one will bother you, hopefully. There's the prayer when you're running late and you're worried about the next appointment. There's the prayer when you're worried.
See
all kinds of prayers. There's the prayer of desperation. God, I don't know how I'm going to survive this week. And there's the prayer of gratitude and celebration. God, I got through this week. There's almost sometimes a prayer of hopelessness. It's like, oh, I just can't do this anymore. And there's a prayer that says, yes, Lord, I'm strong today because of you. Some are whispers. And some are roars. When you've had enough of the devil's work. And a roar of holy anger starts to come out in your
prayer.
Paul says, pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Make requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. I believe in prayer. Not in the power of prayer, but in the power of the God who stands listening to our prayers. It's not superstitious at all. It's not wishful thinking at all. It's born out of relationship with God. We pray because we are in relationship with God. Think about this. If there's no communication, there's no relationship. Don't tell me you have a friend but you've never spoken to each other. I've seen you guys on Facebook communicating. You're posting things, you're saying things. Well, we're living in this little age of short sentences. Presidents on Twitter. I don't even use Twitter, but people using a short sentence to say something. Well then, start sending your tweets to heaven. A little prayer here and there. God, I'm going to talk to you all the time. All through the day. And as you develop this relationship with God, you will also find those times where you sit down and you just talk to God for an hour.
Te witanao ihany koa izy ihany koa fotoana hoe mipetraka ianao dia tena miresaka amin'Andriamanitra mandritra But
don't build it legalistically by just saying, "Oh, I'm such a bad Christian because I don't pray an hour every day." No one is motivated by feeling like a failure. Like when you did maths at school. And you fail a test. You don't walk away thinking, "Hey, I love maths." You think like, "I hate maths. I can't do maths." Why is everyone always pushing you to do maths? Unless you're one of the few people that really love maths, that's
weird.
See, when you're not good at something, you don't feel motivated. So I realized if I'm setting some kind of a legalistic rule, I have to pray an hour a day and then I fail, I feel like a failure.
It
doesn't motivate me. Rather get excited about who God is. That He's our Father. And then treat Him like a father. Just talk to Him. I mean a good father. Maybe you don't even have a great concept of a father. Then look at Jesus as the friend who sticks closer than a brother. And treat him like a friend. What do you do with a friend? You have an experience. And the first thing you want to do is tell your friend about it. I just watched such a cool movie. Maybe your friend should also see it. You tell them quickly. Tell Jesus. Ah, Lord Jesus. I just had such a bad run-in with that person at work. We had an argument. They were really mean to me and I want to punch them. You've got to be real with God. Because He sees everything anyway. There's no point trying to put up a facade. But praying should start out as a natural part of your life. And as the value of prayer grows, you start to find out how to put it into all the right places in your life. And one day you will decide to make it a discipline. I hope that day is soon.
You
make strong decisions to grow up in God. Like the day you say, "God, I'm going to apportion some of my finances to you." And you start to give intentionally. In the same way you say at some point, "God, I'm going to apportion some of my time to you." And I'm
going to
pray intentionally in that time. Maybe you give God 15 minutes.
You say,
I'm going to try, Lord, every day. I'm going to try for 15 minutes. But don't beat yourself up if you fail.
See,
you incorporate prayer into your attitude, into every moment. And maybe you missed your 15 minutes one day. That happens to me. And then I'm like, I try to do some catch-up praying. I can't get back the past, it's over. But later in the day I think, oh Lord, I forgot. I got distracted. But right now, Lord, I want to turn my focus on you.
Just
keep on bringing your attention back to God. See, prayer actually does something to us. See, many of you won't know very much about the week I just had. And that's fine, it's not a big deal. I don't know what kind of a week you had. We don't always know, but often we have to be alone. We have to go through tests alone. God puts us through a trial alone. But when you pray, you find out you're not alone. Jesus is with you all the time. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's with us all the time. I don't know where the guys found tablecloths for this morning. Normally I take them home on a Monday and someone washes them. Someone called Samsung or LG. They wash the tablecloths. But last night, I realized I hadn't taken a tablecloth home.
Because
on Monday, instead of tablecloths coming to my house, my son was on his way to hospital. And the rest of the week I forgot about the tablecloths because my son was sick. They had to quickly cut his appendix out. And it was an interesting week. It wasn't a normal week. Now, I'm not standing here to testify that I've had an incredible week of praying. I prayed a lot on Monday. And a lot on Tuesday. But what I experienced this week, and I'm going to testify to an incredible week of other people's praise. Because I told a few friends what had happened. And they prayed. While I figured out how to put a dress on a girl. And Sue stayed with Justin in hospital and I looked after the other kids. And I found out being a single parent isn't easy. And I worked and ran around feeding and cleaning and washing dishes and doing laundry.
Teniaza casa kana na wanitsa na wanru na nasa vli na nasa lamba na na mana ne kiz.
It's harder to be a woman than a man.
Tena sarotra be le sady lehilahy ny vehivavy.
Women seem to work harder than men do.
Satria ny vehivavy ohatra ny hoe miasa mafy kokoa noho ny lehilahy.
And it was a busy week.
Tena hoe andro be, herinandro be natao be mihitsy.
But you know what I've seen during this week?
Fahitanareo ny zavatra tsikaritra nandritra ny herinandro iny?
Is God's provision?
Ny famatsian'Andriamanitra.
God's power?
Ny herin'Andriamanitra.
I've felt his peace.
Tena tsapako mihitsy ny fiadanam-po avy any aminy.
And I've seen a little more of his glory.
Tena hita bebe kokoa, nahita ny tombokely ny fahitako ny voninahiny.
So I thought I would tell you it was a tough week.
Dia izany eritreritra hoe iresaka aminareo hoe tena mafy be ny herinandro iny.
But it's been a beautiful week.
Kanefa le izy kay tena hoe herinandro nafinaritra be tsara tare.
I've seen the goodness of God.
Hitako ny fahatsaran'Andriamanitra.
I've felt his nearness in my moment of uncertainty.
Tena tsikaritro atsapako le hoe tena eo akaiky eo izy tamin'ny fotoana ohatra ny tsitako izay azo natao iny.
I've tasted his kindness through the love of the saints.
Dia tsapako ihany koa ny mahatsara fanahana azy tamin'ny alalan'ny fitiavan'ny olona masina.
And I've seen him answer prayers.
Dia hitako koa izy namaly vavaka.
While Justin was in hospital after one day, he was so tired he didn't sleep the first night.
Tamin'ny Justin le tany amin'ny hôpitaly le afaka andro anankiray dia reraka be satria tsy natory mihitsy izany le andro voalohany.
He had so many pipes going in and out.
Dia feno tio kely be da be mivoaka miditra sy mivoaka eo aminy.
He just lay there.
Dia
didn't want to move.
Tapaka fotsiny izy fa tsy te hietsika.
But he felt like he's in prison. And he started to go like mentally unstable, like he was getting like, you know, I thought he was going to crack. It's very hard for a teenager to lie still.
Tena hoe one le olona tanora tsy tena mafy be aminazy tsy izany hoe matory tsy mihetsika fotsiny eo izany.
So the first day I'm worrying about his physical health, the second day I'm worrying about his mental strength.
Ka le andro voalohany aho izany nanany amin'le fahasalamany ara-batana. Le andro faharoako nanany amin'ny fahasalamany sainy.
I could show you my WhatsApps to friends saying the specific things they could help pray for.
Dia afaka ny hoe iriko mihitsy hoe mba ho hitanareo le WhatsAppko nalefako tany amin'ny namako hoe inona ny zavatra voafaritra tsara tokony ho entina mbavaka.
They prayed for his life because it was a serious operation.
Ny vavaka ho an'ny fiainany zareo satria tena operation tena maty entitra be le izy.
But it went well.
Nefa le izy nisotra tsara ihany.
And the next day when he was feeling a bit crazy.
Dia le andro manaraka le izy ohatra matsapatsapa teny ohatra ny lasa daly iny.
I said, please pray for his mind.
Dia ozy izahako indray tamitry zareo hoe mangataka amin'ny vavao an'ny sainy.
He needs strength, mental strength and peace.
Mila hery izy ara-tsaina sy fiadana-tsaina.
The next day Sue messages me.
Dia ny pitsiny iny soa nandefa mesazy taty amiko.
He's calmed down so much.
Ozy izy hoe tena nitony be mihitsiny izy.
God changed his state of mind.
Tena hoe novain'Andriamanitra mihitsy le zava-nisy teo amin'ny ara-tsainy teo.
Then we prayed that he would respond well to when he starts eating and drinking.
Dia nivavaka indray izay hoe mba tena hoe andeha tsara le izy raha ohatra rehefa manomboka misotro sy mihinana izy.
And he did. And we made specific requests and God answered them. Sometimes I wasn't even the one praying, I was just asking other people, please pray for this. This is why I believe we should pray. Prayer reminds me of my absolute and total dependence on God. There's nothing I can do to force God's hand. I'm utterly at his mercy. Prayer humbles me to realize I'm not in control. It sets us free from this lie that we can have it all together. It humbles me to know that I can't always have it the way I want.
And
that positions me for gratitude.
When
I then receive what I ask for that I have no entitlement to, I am truly thankful.
Prayer
puts me in communication with the Almighty. That's no small thought. That idea is not a small idea. Prayer puts you in communication with the Almighty.
And
prayer gives us a testimony. If you never prayed, how can you talk about how God answered? But He does answer. And the more you pray, the more you see those answers, and the more you can give glory to God. We become secure when we pray. You take those things to Him. You get two answers. The immediate answer is His peace that comes and passes understanding. I was worrying and now I've put it in His hands. Peace comes. And later we see what else God does. And then we have a testimony of His goodness. So my encouragement to you this morning, become a praying person. Talk to God. Call on His name. Put your hope in Him.
He is good.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your open heaven for us to speak to you. Thank you that the door is open, that the curtain's been torn. Thank you that Jesus died to make the way open to you. We want to be a people who take advantage of that. We want to come to you with our prayers, Lord. I pray for each person here. No matter what our life situation, help us to come to you in prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.